أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, first of all I wish to say Jazakumullah to each and every one of you and those who made dua for my recovery from the quadruple bypass. Alhamdulillah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that I am able to sit here and talk to you. The inside healing will take its course. Make dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me complete recovery.
Amen. Amen.
But what better way to get back into circulation than with a bayan on the life of my beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If it had not been for him, we would not have been even sitting here today. We would not have known who Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. We would not have known what ma'rifat of Allah ta'ala is, what yaqeen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. We would not have recognized our Creator. We would not have known the road to Jannat. We do not know in which gutter we would have been lying. It is due to the sacrifices of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that we are the takers of the kalima. To discuss the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not possible for any human being to discuss the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is not possible for any human being. Therefore, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Shakur Din Puri Rahmatullah alayhi to say ke khuda ki shan nabi se poocho, khuda ki shan nabi se poocho aur nabi ki shan khuda se poocho. If you want to know who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, then ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if you want to know who Allah ta'ala is, then ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So with regards to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La uhsi sana'an alayk anta kama asnayta ala nafsi. After his knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his ma'rifat of Allah ta'ala, his yaqeen, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's recognition of Allah ta'ala, he still says that I cannot really do justice. O Allah, I cannot really praise you as you should be praised. It is not possible for me to do justice to that. You are as you have praised yourself. So we have to know from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala what is the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before I continue with that subject, I would like to read a Naat Sharif in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is also a sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to put Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala on the minbar and used to tell him read. So he used to read poetry in praise of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and he used to say poetry in reply to the criticism and the objections of the kuffar. In poetry form he used to reply to them too, because they used to say poetry, na'uzu billah. In poetry form they used to curse and swear and slander against Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to give dua to Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala, Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhil qudus. Oh Allah, strengthen him with Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam in his poetry. And there's so much of poetry of Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala. So reading Naat Sharif also should not be just for entertainment and pleasure. It should be to increase that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. So don't worry about the croaky voice, because that is after the operation, you can't really sing in melodious voice, which I didn't even have even before that. اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تجھ سا ڈھونڈے ملے نہ کہیں دوسرا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا Oh my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are very, very different to everyone else. No matter where we go searching for another one like you, we will never ever find. You are different to each and everyone. How can anyone compare with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam? Ba'das khuda wazrukdui qissa mukhtasar. Ay Rasul khuda sarwar anbiya. تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تجھ سا ڈھونڈے ملے نہ کہیں دوسرا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تیری صورت خدائی کی تکمیل ہے تیری سنت بھلائی کی تعمیل ہے ساری دنیا کہے تجھ کو نور خدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تیری صورت خدائی کی تکمیل ہے تیری سنت بلائی کی تعمیل ہے ساری دنیا کہے تجھ کو نور خدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تیرے الطاف ہیں بر زمان و زمین تیرے الطاف ہیں بر زمان و زمین تیرا ہر فیصلہ ہے قرآن مبین تیرا ہر فیصلہ ہے قرآن مبین تیری ہر بات میں ہے خدا کی رضا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا Every decision, every judgment of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was according to the Quran. Every action of his was for the pleasure of Allah تبارک و تعالی. Every sunnat of Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بھلائی کی تکمیل ہے. تیرے الطاف ہیں بر زمین و زمان تیرا ہر فیصلہ ہے قرآن مبین تیری ہر بات میں ہے خدا کی رضا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا سارے عالم میں ڈھونڈا ملا نہ کہیں سارے عالم میں ڈھونڈا ملا نہ کہیں کوئی تجھ سا امی تیرا فکر حسی کوئی تجھ سا امی تیرا فکر حسی تیرا رتبہ بلند تر ہے بعد از خدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا Where can we find a person more truthful, more honest, more trustworthy than Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم? Where can we find a person whose fikr, whose thinking, whose meditation, whose reflection, whose pondering over the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can be more than that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is different from everyone. Outwardly he also had two hands, two feet, two eyes. But that does not mean that he was an ordinary human being like us. Sare aalam mein dhoonda mila na kahi koi tujh sa ami tera fikre hasi tera rutba buland tar hai baadaz khuda tu hai sabse juda tu hai sabse juda. You are the greatest after Allah tabaarak wa taala. Tere ashab sabse hain aala hue tere ashab sabse hain aala hue teri sohbat mili jisse bala hue teri sohbat mili jisse bala hue ye tera silsila sab hai noore hoda tu hai sabse juda tu hai sabse juda ae rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya tu hai sabse juda tu hai sabse juda ae rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya tu hai sabse juda tu hai sabse juda. Whoever got the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you put all the walis of the world together, the greatest of all the walis, but they cannot reach the stage of the lowest sahabi, that person who merely saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a state of iman even for a few seconds, and if he passed away, then you cannot reach his stage. That was the greatness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As again Hazrat Maulana Abdul Shakur Dinpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, jo masjid mein gaya wo namazi ban gaya, جو حج کو گیا وہ حاجی بن گیا, جس نے قرآن کے مطابق فیصلہ کیا وہ قاضی بن گیا, اور جس نے میرے پیارے نبی کے چہرے کو دیکھا وہ صحابی بن گیا. تیرے اصحاب سب سے اعلیٰ ہوئے تیری صحبت ملی جس سے بالا ہوئے ye tera silsila sab hai noore hoda tu hai sabse juda tu hai sabse juda ae rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya tu hai sabse juda tu hai sabse juda tere aqwal mein tere kirdaar mein tere aqwal mein tere kirdaar mein tere afaal mein tere afkaar mein sare aalam ki hai bas inhi mein baqa tu hai sabse juda tu hai sabse juda ae rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya tu hai sabse juda tu hai sabse juda ae rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya tu hai sabse juda tu hai sabse juda. Ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is only in your sayings, in your teachings, in following you, in obeying you, in your actions, in your commands, that we will find success. It is limited to that. If the Muslim Ummah wants to progress, then there is no other way of progress except to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his teachings. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who gave guidance to all groups. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not only give guidance to the poor or to the rich. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's guidance was for the poor, for the rich, for the old, for the young, for the men, for the women, for the kings and for the rulers. Whoever was going to come till the day of Qiyamah, whichever group he may fall, he'll find guidance.
Tera zikre haseen jis jagah bhi chale tera zikr e haseen jis jagah bhi chale dil ko lazzat mile jaan ko farhat mile dil ko lazzat mile jaan ko farhat mile دل تیرے عشق میں ڈوبا ہوا، تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا۔ دل تیرے عشق میں میرا ڈوبا ہوا، تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا۔ تیرا ذکر حسین جس جگہ بھی چلے، دل کو لذت ملے، جان کو فرحت ملے۔ دل تیرے عشق میں میرا ڈوبا ہوا، تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا۔ اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء، تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا۔ اور رسول اف اللہ، ویئر ایور یور نیم کمز، ویئر ایور یور مینشن از میڈ، ویئر ایور دیر از اے بیان آن یور سیرت، آن یور سورت، آن یور ٹیچنگز، آن یور لائف، یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، ویئر ایور آئی گیٹ دا ساؤنڈ آف محمد کمنگ ان ٹو مائی ایئرز، اور احمد کمنگ ان ٹو مائی ایئرز صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، آئی گیٹ نتھنگ بٹ انجوائمنٹ، آئی گیٹ نتھنگ بٹ پلیزر۔ مائی سول، مائی باڈی، ایوری تھنگ انجوائز گریٹ ایکسٹیسی۔ My heart is seeped in your love, in your ishq, because you are different from everyone else. Tera zikr haseen jis jagah bhi chale, dil ko lazzat mile, jaan ko farhat mile۔ دل تیرے عشق میں میرا ڈوبا ہوا، تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا۔ اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء، تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا۔ خالق خلق منظر پہ لایا تجھے، خالق خلق منظر پہ لایا تجھے۔ خاتم الانبیاء پھر بنایا تجھے، خاتم الانبیاء پھر بنایا تجھے۔ سارے نبیوں نے کی ایک تیری اقتداء، تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا۔ سارے نبیوں نے کی ایک تیری اقتداء، تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا۔ اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء، تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا۔ اللہ تبارک و تعالی brought you into existence and he made you خاتم الانبیاء, the seal of all nabis and prophets. Even if Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was alive today, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says he had no option, no choice but to follow me. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the sardar of all the anbiya, the leader of all the anbiya, the imamul anbiya. How fortunate we are. We don't appreciate this ni'mat. We take it for granted. Now and again we read some Durood Sharif. If somebody read Inna Allahu wa Malaika, then we'll read Durood Sharif. Otherwise after that, no Durood Sharif. Whereas it should become our desire to read Durood Sharif and Salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as much as possible. And who will be the beneficiary? We ourselves. Every time you are conveying Salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you are getting reply. Every time you are reading Durood Sharif, you are getting a reply. Allah Ta'ala is forgiving 10 sins, giving 10 blessings, elevating the position 10 times. Now imagine how much of blessings the person is getting. Early morning after Fajr, when the person is taking a walk, he'll find other people also sometimes jogging, the disbelievers. And they'll make morning, morning. Now what is morning? It is morning, everybody knows it's morning. It's just like I'm walking past and the sun is shining brightly. And instead of saying good morning, I say, sun is shining brightly. And every person I meet, I tell him, sun is shining. What will that person say? Something wrong with your head? Everyone knows the sun is shining. So when we say morning, morning, what does it mean? It is morning. And at the most, another person will say good morning. And good morning will mean that may your morning be good.
But in the afternoon, if somebody gives you a good hiding, don't worry about that. Or if you get held up and hijacked in the afternoon, I'm not worried about that. But as long as your morning is good. And look at the salam of the Muslim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect you. May you be in salamati. Where? In this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat, until you reach Jannat. May Allah ta'ala protect you, your wife, your children, your family. And you must rest assured that you are safe from me too, from that I'm not going to cause you any kind of harm or any kind of injury, any kind of... There's so much of dua that the person is giving in assalamu alaikum. And again, if he says, wa rahmatullah, Allah ta'ala's rahmat and mercy, wa barakatuh, and his blessings, then you can just imagine how much there is in the salam of the Muslims. So when the person is going to make salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tawayyibat, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Or when he's going to read Durud Sharif, then what is going to happen is that he will get salam from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He may not hear it with his ears, but we believe. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, inna lillahi ta'ala malaikatan sayyahina fil ard. Allah ta'ala has got angels who roam about the earth. يُبَلِّغُونِ عَنْ أُمَّتِيَ السَّلَامِ, that they convey to me the salam of my ummah. When the person is reading salam, they conveying it to him. And when you are there, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam listens to it personally. Again, it reminds me of that incident that one day I was watching the Mubarak dome of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam's resting place, the Gumbad-e-Khizra. From the outside of the masjid, because they were closing the doors. I mentioned this in one of my majlis here. So one doctor from Johannesburg was going past and he made assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, so he distracted me and I said, wa alaikum assalam. He said, Molna, what are you? What, you seem to be in very deep thought. So I said, no, I'm just watching the flights which are coming. The flights which are coming from all sides. So he said, which flights are coming here now? The Gumbad-e-Khizra on the Green Dome, which flight? No plane goes over the Green Dome. He said, the flights of the angels who are carrying the salam of the people who are reading the Durood and Salam around the world. I believe that what my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said is the truth and nothing but the truth. So at this very moment in time, there are millions of people around the world who are reading namaz, reading Durood Sharif in the namaz. Oh, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And then they say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, they've made the wazifa that they're reading Durood Sharif so many times. Some are reading 1,000 times, some are reading 10,000 times, some awliya ikram are reading even more than that. So the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are coming in by their millions from all over. We don't see them with the eyes, but we believe what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said. So those are the flights that I'm trying to think of. And then I gave him an example. I said, look, we must not think that this is something very remote. I said, in these days of cell phone technology, if there are 1 million people here in Madina Sharif who have got 1 million family members outside South Africa, England, here and there, and all of them at the same time, they have to ring to their family member here in Madina Sharif. 1 million people with their cell phones, they give a call. So the person there will ring, and within seconds here, the person will say, Assalamu alaikum, who am I speaking to? Wa alaikum assalam. The person will say, Assalamu alaikum from that side, and you're making Wa alaikum assalam from that side. In how much of time? Within seconds. So if man, Allah Ta'ala has given him that intelligence to make such tech, or to develop such kind of phones, or to come up with such technology, that within seconds, salam from this side, you can reply that side. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed us of this 1400 years ago, that there are angels of mine who carry the salam and bring it to me, why do we have a doubt? Why do we have a doubt?
خالق خلق منظر پہ لایا تجھے خاتم الانبیاء پھر بنایا تجھے سارے نبیوں کی اکتے سارے نبیوں نے کی ایک تیری اقتدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا ایسی عظمت خدا نے بنائی تیری ایسی عظمت خدا نے بنائی تیری عرش رب علا ہے تیری انتہا تو ہے سارے عالم پہ رحمت ہے چھائی تیری ایسی عظمت خدا نے بنائی تیری سارے عالم پہ رحمت ہے چھائی تیری عرش رب علا ہے تیری انتہا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا رضی اللہ صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. Like that in the poetry, the person doesn't read all the time, but those who are listening, they should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever they hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the shortest form of durood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine how long does it take? Hardly a few seconds and the person is getting so much of rewards. So we have to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what is the shan, what is the greatness of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have to just start looking into the Quran Sharif for the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can sit here the whole night and we will not be even scratching the surface. But let us just take a few ayats of the Quran Sharif. In one ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْنُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Without going into any details, any tafsir or any proper translation of the ayat, just the gist that in this ayat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about His great favor that He made did upon the believers, the great favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon the believers, when He sent a messenger, when He sent His prophet, when He sent the Rasul from amongst themselves. He rehearses the ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He purifies them, makes their tazkiyah. He teaches them the book, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches them hikmah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, this coming of my Rasul to you is a great blessing, it's a great ni'mat. You consider everything else as a ni'mat, but this is the greatest ni'mat that you got my Rasul. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have created Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and then kept him there. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have said that I've created the best of creation, but now why must I give him to you? I'll keep him here. Then what would we have done? It's a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with the shan of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in another ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. This ayat is well known, every person knows. It is the last verse of Surah Tawbah, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says again, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Indeed, there has come to you a messenger from amongst yourselves. That means Allah ta'ala didn't send an angel as a messenger. He didn't send a jinn as a messenger. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ashraful makhluqat, greatest of all the Nabis, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent him. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Azizun alayhima anittum. Anything that causes you hurt, injury, pain, it grieves Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He loves you so much that He does not want to see you hurt or injured in any way. He does not want to see you going through difficulties in this world, in the akhirah.
He does not want to see you suffer humiliation, embarrassment, disgrace as the Muslim Ummah in this world or in the Akhirah. Harisun alaykum. He's very much anxious over you, very desirous over you. Bil mu'mineen ra'ufur rahim. For the believers or for those who are with Iman, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, extremely kind and very, very merciful. Again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah ta'ala made it conditional. If you love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then what must you do? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has announced that he must make ittiba of his. فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Follow him. Follow on his footsteps. نَقْشِ قَدَمْ نَبِي کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہے سنت کے راستے. Follow the way of life of Rasul Pak صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. In every sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam there is noor. And look at the number of times that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity of creating within our hearts the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the morning when the person gets up to the time that he goes to sleep, in every action that he undertakes, there is a sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now when the person is undertaking it according to the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every time he is reminded that this is how my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made wuzu, this is how my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ate, this is how my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked, these are the du'as that he read before entering the toilet. These are the du'as that he read after leaving the toilet. These are the du'as that he read before eating. And these are the du'as that he read after his meals. When he's making salam, the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that how did he make salam? When he's making mu'aniqah, the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When the person is doing his business, he's reminded of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's tijarat. In everything there is some sunnat that the person will be able to develop that muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Meri chal chalo. Mere naqshe qadam par chalo. Then what will happen? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah ta'ala will also love you. And when a person becomes a beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, can he be at a loss? So the condition is this. Now we don't want to go anywhere near the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't want to bring into our life even the important teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and leave alone the sunnats. Farais are missing from our lives. Farais, those things which are compulsory, obligatory. And how many of us do we have even the farais in our lives, the five time namaz and the other things? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it does not mean that only namaz, roza, zakat, hajj we have to make is ittiba. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he walked into the house, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, he always walked in with a smile. Now is this not a sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Now here we get people who will be very much namazis and tasbih and zikr and tilawat, but the moment they are entering the home, they are like lions and tigers and cheetahs. The wives are terrified. Who has walked in? No smile on the face. What kind of life is that? No cheer, no talk with the children. Just come in, eat and dash out again. Gone again with a friend somewhere. Return in the morning, 2 o'clock. Is this the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Is this the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we are talking about? And then as soon as we get up in the morning, then the first thing we start with the sunnat of shaving. Whose sunnat was shaving? In our businesses, we start off with taking interest and giving interest. How many Muslims are flooding the casinos? Newspaper articles are telling us and advertising and proclaiming boldly with names of our Muslim brothers and sisters that are there. Now is this that fattabi'uni? And then we want the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Wallah, if we get Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our lives, then even in our difficulties we will find Allah ta'ala with us. He will be on our side. He'll make it so easy for us. Because He is the one who is sending the tests. So He will be the one who will take us out of that test. He will not allow restlessness to come in our lives. So fattabi'uni, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's walking, he's talking. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam joking with his companions. Everything is recorded. Nothing is left unrecorded. So that the father, there is, he is the ideal example. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in another ayat of the shan of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam,
لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا.
For that person who believes in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the person who believes in Yawm Akhir, and the person who makes zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in abundance, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the ideal example, is the role model, as we say. He is that role model. He is the one that we have to follow. Of course, how are we going to find that? How are we going to find that model? We will find it in the Ahlullah. Those who have got love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who are the walis of Allah, those who are the close ones of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who have brought into their lives the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we will find in their lives also that same model, that same example. In their actions, in their behavior, in their talk, in everything, you will see it there. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that we cannot even imagine. But yet look at the difficulties, the trials, the hardships that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam underwent. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hand mubarak, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given it such qudrat and such mu'jizat that he points his finger towards the moon and it splits into two. That was the power. Ungli ke ishaare se chaand ke do tukde. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he puts his fingers into the water. There's no time to go into details. When the water had finished in the bags, there was just a few drops of water. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, right now put it into this one big dish or bowl, whatever it was. And then he put his fingers in there. So water began gushing out of his fingers. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he hit the stick onto the water, 12 roads were formed. Or when he hit the stick onto the stone, water came out from the stone. Now water coming out from the stone, for him at that time, was a mu'jiza. But still, water flowing from the fingers, which person can do that? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hand mubarak, when he raised, because Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu had come and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my elderly mother, she speaks such harsh words about you. She condemns you. She curses you. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now I cannot take it anymore. Give me the permission that I go and pull her tongue out. Instead of saying, yes, go and do that, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands and he said, Allahumma hdi humma Abi Huraira. Oh Allah, give hidayat to the mother of Abu Huraira. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, I turned around and I went straight home. When I went home, when I reached the door, I could hear the water in the shower. And I knew that my mother is having a bath. So I waited. When she came outside, she told to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala that I am also reading the shahadat, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, I knew that it was the dua of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which reached before me there. That was the greatness of that hand. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took the eye of Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala an, which fell off because one's arrow got him in his eye. And the eyes fell off, came out from the socket. Now we would have had to rush him to a hospital. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took that eye mubarak in his mubarak hands and he placed it there and he made dua and rubbed his hand over it. Hazrat Abu Qatada says that the shine in that eye and the sight in that eye till remains very, very strong and much, much more than even the other hand. That was his hand, Mubarak. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed his hand over one Sahabi's head. The Sahabi says that his white hair turned black and remained black until his dying day it remained black. One other Sahabi, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with that same hand, Mubarak, in the battle of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because his sword, Hazrat Abdullah bin Jash's sword fell off or broke, so he took one twig. He took a twig or a little branch from the date tree and gave it to him. And in his hands, whilst holding it, it had turned into a sword. So that Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in whose words, in whose du'as, in whose hands, in everything Allah ta'ala had put so much of power, you think he could not have made a du'a, or he did not make a du'a when they were ostracized for 3 solid years in Ashab ibn Abi Talib. 3 solid years, no food, no drink. The time comes when my beloved Nabi, that most beloved of Allah ta'ala, has to chew the leaf of trees for survival. So Kund Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent Dastar Khan from the skies and from Jannat. It was a test for those people that you must not think that because my Nabi is going through these difficulties and hardships, so I'm not with him. Because those enemies and those who were stupid and foolish, they thought that what kind is Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? If he had such power, then why doesn't he make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala release him from this? So it was lessons for all of us there. Nevertheless, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says he is the ideal example for you. Then again, if we have to look at the Quran Sharif, another ayat comes to mind in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you but as a mercy unto all the worlds. Mercy for the young, mercy for the old, mercy for the weak, mercy for the strong. Mercy for the animals, mercy for the creatures, mercy for the angels, mercy for everyone. How much of mercy he had, how much of love he had, that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah, where must I look for you? She knew what love he had for his ummah. So she, as the beloved wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where must I look for you? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Indal mizan, first go and search for me where the scale will be. My ummati, where the deeds will be weighed, first go and search for me there. You will find me there. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I do not find you there, then where do I go and search for you? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Indal hisab, where the hisab will be taken, go and search for me there. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I do not find you there, then where do I go? He said, then in the sirat. Go by the pul sirat. I will be waiting there for the entire ummah to first cross over into paradise. Then the Nabi of Allah will enter. Ha, what love he had for us. And is this what we do to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Every day of our lives, how much of his ahkam and his teachings we break, we trample, and we proclaim our love for him. The ayat which Maulana recited in the namaz, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Those who cause harm and hurt to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can we really hurt Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? He says, whoever hurts my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, la'anahumullahu fi dunya wal akhirah. Allah ta'ala's curse upon such people in dunya and akhirah. Now the person who is causing hurt and injury to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of his actions, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares that curse of Allah ta'ala in this world and in the akhirat. Now when the curse of Allah ta'ala is upon a person, can he expect peace and happiness and progress and security? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's name was Abdullah. To teach us a lesson that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to tell us, that we all must become the abd of Allah, the slaves of Allah tabaraka. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's own names, he had many names, but Ahmad and Muhammad. Ahmad, the one who praises Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance. And Muhammad, the one who is praised in abundance. So again, the lesson for us, that we must praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance. And praising does not mean just lip service praises. But when we really obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put praises into the hearts of people for us too. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mother's name was Amina, from Aman, security, to give us a lesson that if you really want security in this world, then follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is where you will find security. The foster mother of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was Halima, teaching that we must learn tolerance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which angle that we can take and we can speak on? The Quran Sharif, there are so many ayat on the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just when people were raising their voices from outside his door, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi, wa la tajharu lahu bil qawul. كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Even the voices must not be raised more than the voice of my beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, above the voice of my Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent him for the entire mankind, for everyone. Bashiram wa nazira, giver of glad tidings and as a warner. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi iznihi wa sirajan munira. Which ayat can we take and really talk on? Everywhere we will find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shan being mentioned, his greatness. But for what was it? It was for ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That when you know that the person is of such greatness, then what is our duty? If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Imamul Anbiya, then just meeting once in a while and talking on his seerat is not sufficient. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is his lifestyle that we have to bring into our lives. Of course, he has left behind for us the Sharia. I've explained this many times, but sometimes there are new people in the bayan and they might not have heard that. That many people have this kind of doubt that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now he lived in a 2x2 room. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for 3 months sometimes the stove didn't lit in his home. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he wore a sheet and a lungi. Or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ate very simple food. Now we are eating biryani, we are traveling in cars, we're going in plane, we're doing this, doing that. Now how can we follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So we have to understand that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was one lifestyle which he chose for himself. It's not that he was poor and he didn't have anything and that's why the stove didn't lit. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him plenty of. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not even keep one coin in his possession. Even when there was just one gold coin which was not yet distributed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on the musalla and just before he could start his namaz, he thought of it. So he went back home. First he distributed it and then he came back. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that was his own. But for us who are the weak ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we will still be following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam if we follow the Sharia. Because in the Quran Sharif there are laws of inheritance. There are laws of zakat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself has declared how much of zakat to give and on what goods you must give. Now what was the purpose for all those ayat if there was no such thing, or if it was not permissible for a person to save some of his money, then what was the need for zakat masail? So we must follow the Sharia, and every person can follow the Sharia. It's very easy, very simple, very practical, very beautiful. It's perfect. Ashal ajmal ahmad. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, if we have to discuss his humility, if we have to discuss his namaz, if we have to discuss his charity, if we have to discuss his generosity and kindness, if we have to discuss his forgiveness, you take any one aspect and you can talk and talk the whole night and you cannot finish. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everything is recorded. So much so that even how much of hair he had on his beard, even that is recorded, which were white. Some have said 17 were wrong. Now that up to that level things have been recorded because he was going to be the model for us. So brothers, in this Mubarak night, or the night of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's birth, we should not take this to be that night. We must keep our aqaid also and our aqidah very, very clear. That there is great difference of opinion with regards to the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as to exactly which morning it was, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born on Subh Sadiq. Some have stated 9th, some have said 10th, some have said 11th, and some have said 12th. Now there are four different views, and this is not coming from 100 years ago or 200 years ago. From the time of the Sahabas, it has been. Why? Now we ask ourselves the question that when everything else is so perfectly recorded, why is it that we have this difference of opinion in the authentic books of hadith and history with regards to his birth? To give us a very important lesson that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not there just to celebrate births. It's not just for celebration. In fact, there is an agreement that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away on the 12th. Listen very carefully. There is a difference of opinion with regards to his birth, but there seems to be an agreement that he passed away on the 12th. Now if a person's father was born, say let's take it for granted the father was born on a certain date, say the 10th, and we talk about January, March, April, but the father was born on the 10th of March. And then he died on the 10th of March. Now if his sons start having a big party and feast and merrymaking and they put buntings and they start having music and tabla and dholak, they say, why? Because the father was born on the 10th of March. But the mother will say, you stupid and you foolish, I feel like giving you two tight slaps. What about his death? He passed away on that day and that is grieving me more than your enjoyment of his birth. Think over it very carefully what I am telling you. So it is a day, the 12th of Rabiul Awwal is a day to think of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sacrifices and that grief and that sorrow that came upon the sahabas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day that he left. How one beloved of ours has to pass away, how much we cry. The sahaba-e-kiram who had such love and ishq for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it became like totally dark for them that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has departed. One sahabi then made dua that, Ya Allah, now make me blind, because what is the sense of my having sight after that beloved on whose face my eyes used to fall? He is there no more. That's the kind of love that they had. So it is not a day of just celebration and just having a good party. It's a day to take lessons. So the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, according to some, that it was the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. So even if it was the 12th, it is there for us to take lessons from it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after Allah, he was the greatest. Ahsanu minka lam taraqattu ayni wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa'u. Ahsanu minka lam taraqattu ayni وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, more beautiful a person than you I haven't seen, more handsome a person than you I haven't seen, my eyes hasn't seen anyone more handsome, and more beautiful a person than you no woman has given birth to in this world. Everyone else, it is as if Allah Ta'ala created as He wished. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there was His hikmah and His wisdom that He made some black, some white, some brown. He made some tall, some short. Different faces, different features, so that we may recognize each other. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, He says that, كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. He says, you were created as you had wished. It is as if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave his features and everything, he drew it and he gave it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he said, oh Allah, this is how I would like to be created. And Allah ta'ala said, yes, exactly as your wishes I will create you. A رافع شیرازی رحمت اللہ علیہ سے، یا صاحب الجمال و یا سید البشر، یا صاحب الجمال و یا سید البشر، من وجهك المنير لقد نور القمر، لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه، بعد از خدا بزرگ تو یہ قصہ مختصر. سے اٹس ناٹ پاسبل فار می ٹو میک یور ثناء، آفٹر اللہ یو آر دا گریٹسٹ. This is even the moon, the shine on the moon, it is because of your face. The moon is also stealing from you and giving the whole world brightness and light. As some other poet said, Unke rukh se nyak, unse rukh se tu jalwe chura kar, jagmagata hai dunya ko shabar. ان کے رخ سے تو جلوے چرا کر، جگمگاتا ہے دنیا کو شبر، مگر یہ اہل نظر جانتے ہیں خود ہنسی ماہ کامل نہیں ہے. سو مائی ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز، آئی تھاٹ آئی ول بی اسپیکنگ فور اباؤٹ 15-20 منٹس، بٹ وز یور دعاز with the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, I managed to say what was said. Once again I say that may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward each and every one who showed concern and who made dua for my health. Now make dua that Allah ta'ala give complete recovery and use me for the service of his deen with ikhlas until my dying day. What are we going to live in this world just for eating and drinking? So let us make some resolutions on this Mubarak day and nights, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us the himmat and the courage to return to deen, to sharia, to Islam, to the teachings of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to create within ourselves that love and that muhabbat to such an extent that it becomes extremely easy for us to practice. It must become such that when a person laughs at us because we are following the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we must not become so worried and concerned that we throw away that sunnah. We must feel happy that in my love for my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they are laughing. So let them laugh. Make dua for their hidayat. But of course, there are usools and principles also. We must not go on to extremes also. Sometimes a person in trying to follow the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now he doesn't know that there are three different sunnats. Now at a certain time it is better that he adopts one of those sunnats so that it doesn't become a mockery in the eye of others, because sometimes they might lose their iman. Then at such a time when he knows that that person is definitely going to lose his iman and is going to make some bakbak, then at that time adopt some other sunnat. Or some of our akabirs and buzrugs have at that time even delayed that sunnah. I won't say that they are forsaken or left out, but they didn't practice on it at that time. Now this also we only learn when we stay in the company of those type of Ahlullah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah ta'ala give us the realization that it should not be just lip service and a few buntings and globes. We should light up the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should be in our hearts, and the sign of that love must be in the parts of our bodies. The love will be in the heart, but how do you recognize that this person has got the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam unless you see it in action? The person who says, I got great love, but he hasn't got any obedience, then that is a sign that it's not in the heart. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my most loving Allah, oh my kind, compassionate, caring Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah. You sent Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this world as a guide for mankind. Oh Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made so much of sacrifices so that we may recognize you, so that we may raise our hands before you, so that we may pray to you, so that we may make your ibadat, so that we make zikr and tilawat. Oh Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam taught us that something that is dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Ya Allah, we have proclaimed the love of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many times. But oh Allah, in our actions we do not demonstrate that love. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Give us the tawfiq to follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the tawfiq to bring into our lives the actions and a'mal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, day and night his only concern was that each and every ummati must go to Jannat. Oh my beloved Allah, give us also the tawfiq to cry for the ummat. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to cry for that ummat for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam cried day and night. Ya Allah, he stood whole night in prayer until his feet swelled. Ya Allah, he cries so much for the ummat that his feet swells. Oh Allah, his beard becomes wet with his tears. Oh Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he is stoned in Taif. His shoe mubarak become filled with blood. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. No food, no water is allowed. Ya Allah, that little which could come in, oh Allah, how long could they eat and drink that? Ya Allah, then the time comes when they have to chew the leaves of trees to survive and to chew the leather of animals to survive. Ya Allah, what sacrifices he made so that we may become the takers of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with iman and yaqeen. Ya Allah, bless us with your closeness. Bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with trust and tawakkul in you. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, give us rizq which will be halal. Oh my beloved Allah, give us plentiful of halal rizq. Give it to us easily, oh my beloved Allah. Save us and protect us from going to any place that is haram. Ya Allah, give us the strength and courage against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, give us the strength like lions against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us into the gutters. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to take us to hellfire. But oh Allah, you want to see us going into Jannat. Your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam want to see us going into Jannat. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of fighting nafs and shaitan, of suppressing our evil desires. Ya Allah, give us enjoyment in namaz. Give us enjoyment in zikr and tilawat. Give us enjoyment in the recitation of durood and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us enjoyment in making khidmat of your servants. Give us enjoyment, oh Allah, in charities. Give us enjoyment, oh my beloved Allah, in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat. Ya Allah, save us and save the entire ummah from haram. Ya Allah, the whole ummah is going through very, very difficult times. Ya Allah, Chechnya, Bosnia, Iraq, Kashmir, Palestine, Africa, oh my beloved Allah, which part of the world is the ummah not suffering? Ya Allah, but we know that it is because of our sins. Oh Allah, give us the himmat and courage to give up sins and to return to you. And bless us with those barakat and with those ni'mats and with those blessings that you showered upon Rasul-e-Pak and his ummah. Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and get them out of their financial difficulties. Oh Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have blessed with children, but their children have become disobedient. They have become disobedient. Oh my beloved Allah, they have become a curse upon the parents. Oh Allah, change the direction of their lives. Give those children hidayat. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, change the condition of the ummah. It is not difficult for you, O my beloved Allah. Change the condition of the ummah. Pere Allah, ummat ka hal badal de. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which flowed for the sake of this ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's concern was ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to stay away from those things that cause injury, hurt and pain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, even in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif, filthy films are being watched on the television screens. Few meters away from the rosa of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, filthy music can be heard. Filthy magazines can be read. Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing him when he is informed that this is the condition of your ummah. Give us also the tawfiq to get rid from our homes and our lives of everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made du'as for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made for us of khair, bless us with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummah. Ya Allah, change the conditions in this country from adversity to that of prosperity. Let the winds of hidayat and of iman blow throughout the continents. Don't let anybody be deprived of iman and Islam. But O Allah, those enemies who have made up their minds that they will not accept Islam, and they will continue to persecute and to torture and to rain the bombs upon the ummatis, then O my beloved Allah, you to shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. And let the planes crash, O my beloved Allah. Let the ships sink in the ocean. O Allah, let the bombs rain upon themselves. Ya Allah, create fear and panic in their hearts. Ya Allah, shake their pentagons in every way where they have got their military might and power. Ya Allah, cause humiliation and suffering and disgrace to come upon them. Oh my beloved Allah, give izzat and respect to the ummah. Ya Allah, kab tak hum is hal mein rahenge? Ya Allah, how long are we going to suffer such humiliation at the hands of the kuffar? Ya Allah, we cannot raise our heads and walk anyway in the world today. Ay mere Allah, ab to raham kar le. Ab to raham kar le. Hum jaise bhi hai raham kar le. ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ, معاف کر دے اللہ, معاف کر دے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين